As the school year winds down, like many parents, I am thinking about getting teacher thank you gifts. My situation is especially challenging. My six-year-old son has autism, and he has a team of 9 educators, a whole baseball team, who work with him in various capacities. His team includes mainstream teachers, speech and language pathologists, behavioral therapists, an instructional aide, and a case manager. The impact that these women have had is immeasurable, and I owe them a debt of gratitude that I can never repay. A potted plant is just not going to cut it. What these educators have taught my son is what every parent dreams for their child to learn, whether or not he has a disability. They have taught him that school is fun. They have set high expectations for his progress. They have taught him how to fail gracefully and try again. They laugh at his quirky sense of humor. They have taught him to make and be a friend. They believe in him and have taught him to believe in himself. They truly care about him for who he is. There are a lot of true stories of what is horribly broken in special education. Kids who don't get services, school districts whose meager special education budgets get slashed even further in tight times. We don't hear much about the situations like ours that work well, with parents and educators collaborating, children learning and succeeding. We don't hear about these stories because they are rare, and that needs to change. We need legislators, school districts, and communities to find ways to fund and support special education even in tough budget times. We need incentives for young people to continue to go into this work, where the tangible rewards are few, but the impact is immeasurable. But today, I want to say thank you to our special education team and to dedicated special educators everywhere. Mr. Rogers once said that the greatest gift that you can give a child is the gift of accepting that child's uniqueness. You have done that and so much more. We will never forget you. With a perspective, I'm Holly Tabor.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.